This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A worker was killed today in an explosion at an Amtrak facility in the Bronx. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian on the scene in the Van Nest section.
Authorities say the explosion took place at a Con Edison substation in the Bronx. Brianne, who lives just feet away from the facility, was on her way out of her apartment on Thursday morning when it happened.
And I walked outside and I saw the fire trucks and police officers right there outside. And I was like, oh, it must be right here. I didn't realize it was so close.
In a statement, Amtrak wrote that it was saddened by the fatality and reported that two other employees suffered from non-life-threatening injuries following the explosion. Ken lives with Brianne near the facility.
It's not surprising that something did happen. It's, you know, only a matter of time, you know. But the fact that someone did lose their life over it, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it is very scary.
Amtrak says train delays will be taking place across the area and that an investigation is underway. In the Van Ness section of the Bronx, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
With 2019 winding down, the NYPD says overall crime is down this year, but several types of violent crime are up. Rich Lamb has details.
The NYPD report compares this year to 2018 and finds increases in shootings, in robberies, in felony assaults, and in murders in New York City. There have been 24 more murders at this point in 2019 than there were last year. Mayor de Blasio calls it unacceptable, but notes,
for much of the year, we were actually had fewer homicides than the same time last year. In the last weeks, we've had some real challenges. We're going to address those challenges head on.
The mayor declared, I've watched this organization and these leaders for 6 years, adding, I know we will turn this situation around. With the mayor in the Bronx, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
It was an emotional day in court today at the trial of the Long Island man accused of driving drunk and killing a Boy Scout. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall was in the courtroom.
Members of the jury grabbed tissues and were wiping the tears from their eyes as John McMorris took the stand. McMorris looked at the last photo his 12-year-old son Andrew took before he died. They were on a Boy Scout hike in Manorville. He then said he heard a number of thumps, saw objects flying in the air, then he ran as fast as he could and saw his son on the ground. He said, quote, my son was dying in front of me. McMorris's wife, Elisa, spoke after the testimony.
I've loved that man for 29 years. We stand strong for my son because he had to face this by himself.
McMorris also testified the man on trial, Thomas Murphy, stood near his son and said, are they going to be okay? And McMorris said, no, they are not. Murphy is accused of driving drunk that day when Andrew was killed and a number of other Boy Scouts injured. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Another sexual abuse lawsuit was filed in New Jersey today against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. James Green claims McCarrick assaulted him for 2 decades, beginning in the late 1960s when Green was 11. Green says during a trip to the Vatican in 1988, he waited until McCarrick left the room, then told Pope John Paul II that McCarrick had been abusing him. But Green says the Vatican did nothing about it. McCarrick was defrocked in February.
A new state audit shows a union charity in Connecticut commingled more than $115,000 in donations meant to help first responders and educators traumatized by the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The donations were mixed with other funds, so it's not clear how the United Labor Agency spent the money. The union's president calls the report a shock and a disappointment. He says the worker assistance program has been made whole again.
Now the WCBS Exergen forecast with meteorologist Bob Larson. How cold does it get tonight, Bob?
Generally just above freezing in the city, Michael, mid and upper 20s in outlying areas. Mostly cloudy across the area this hour, detecting even a few snow flurries north of the city and even east of the city over parts of Long Island this hour. Won't amount to much of anything. Overall, partly cloudy tonight. That wind diminishing in a low of 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, not as cold as today, not as windy as today. And there could be a shower in the afternoon or evening. That would be a rain shower, maybe a rain-snow mix. North of the city, colder weather Saturday, sunny and breezy at a high of 37. Temperatures now range from 36 in White Plains to 40 in Bridgeport. It's 39 at Midtown or low tonight, 33.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.